It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I am Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile and in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. Been an interesting week. I thought that the last show that we did was a little spicy. Whitney's back with us tonight, and we will be talking to her very soon. But the first thing I wanted to start with tonight was our fundraiser for the month of January. And I want to introduce everybody to Mike McKinley. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Mike is the founder of One Meal. And tell us a little bit about One Meal, what One Meal does. Sorry.
One Meal, to start with, we have a food line every Sunday downtown Mobile, and we feed the homeless, hungry, and working poor.
Right.
Anybody that wants to get in line can eat.
Right.
We do that every week, and then we also have a food pantry, which more concentrates on the folks that don't have transportation to come get food. So we try to use volunteers as much as we can, and we take food to those folks.
Okay, so Mike and I only recently met in person, but we've been Facebook friends for a while. You live in Satsuma.
I do.
And I live in Saraland.
Yep.
And we have lots of mutual friends. We live in it's basically the same place.
Yeah.
Are you you're from Satsuma or
no,
the area?
I'm Parkway people.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. Parkway people. Okay. Yeah, because I'm not from any part of Alabama. But I've been here so long, it feels like I am. So I follow Mike. I can't even remember how I came across you. I'm sure it was just a mutual friend.
I don't know.
But
there's
I have
a lot
always
of folks come through there.
I've always enjoyed watching what you do. You do a little bit. What I do is a tiny little grain of sand, similar to what you do, but yours is a much grander scale. If I could do it for absolutely free, I would do it, and I would love it because then it would change a whole lot of things.
Well, providing things for free gets a lot of attention because folks just don't believe that you can get something for free.
Right, of course. No, and I've seen you have struggles with certain people that say the weirdest, negative. Yeah. Like, who is negative donated food for the hungry? Like, who finds something negative in that? That you got issues.
Yeah, people have expressed their concerns to me about what I do. And
well, what do they think you do? That's what I always want to ask people. What is it you think I do?
Well, not everybody. A lot of people have the impression that a homeless person
doesn't deserve help.
As a drug murderer or something, they think mm-hmm. the absolutely worst of them, and most they just ran across some bad luck. So we were just called to provide a meal. We don't ask questions about what the problem is, where you're going, where you live,
how you got there.
It doesn't matter. But the only thing we have is if you're hungry, get in line.
Right. I mean,
hunger.
You're still
hungry,
after that,
the
need
get in
for food
again.
Is you have to have food.
Yeah.
And bad things do happen. Sometimes no fault of your own. Sometimes you did it all to yourself, but that does not mean that you don't deserve a hand up.
Right. You're absolutely right. Now, One Meal is set up for people that need to help and mm-hmm. for the people that need help.
Right.
Because there's people out there that want to help, but they don't know a direction. That's what One Meal's about. It's for everybody.
Right.
You contribute in your own way, whether it's time, money, a bag of chocolates. You come down and hand out one to each person.
Right.
Whatever your way is to help, you can come down. There's no rules. There's no sign-up sheets. You just come on down and help.
It's
help
super unofficial, which is so great.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Well, you read all the time about charitable organizations that they pay a CEO like these exorbitant amounts of money, and or only one penny of every dollar actually goes to the people you think it goes to. And I have a real issue with that.
Well, we don't receive a salary.
No, I know you don't.
We just, you know, those organizations run the way they do. I don't know nothing about them. And if that's the way they conduct their business, that's why
I always wondered how can you get a salary if you're a nonprofit. Like, I realize you got to pay your bills, but
well, some organizations are so
big
they have to have. They're a legitimate business, so they have to have the
right
to keep it running. One Mill's just a bunch of friends. I just happen to be in charge of.
Well, it's like the embodiment though of love thy neighbor.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
Not judge thy neighbor or only love thy neighbor if they meet a certain requirement. It's just, we're all human. We got to eat.
Yeah, well, it's like when I barbecue and I give the food away. I want the fellow with $1 and the fellow with $100 to be able to enjoy the same luxuries.
Right, right. No, I know. Well, we had you out this weekend. And first of all, this man's barbecue is amazing. Oh, man. The tenderloin was, so good. I just about made myself sick.
Yeah, we did a little bit of that on TV this morning.
It was so good. And the chicken, too. You were right about the juiciness of the chicken because I'm a hard critic on chicken now. But, you know, it was great because people were pulling over on the side of the road. You have signs on the side of the road that say free barbecue. And, you know, I think probably people make a second or third pass like, wait, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
It says free, but is it really free?
And, well, they saw the sign, and when they got a hold of the smell,
yeah,
and they come on back, got them something to eat.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if anybody noticed exactly how early Mike gets out, 5 o'clock in the morning, and starts cooking. We don't even open till 10.
Yeah, well, you know, I like the early morning. I like my fire to be a certain temperature and the smoke not too heavy.
Right.
And I don't like to rush that.
There's a fine art to it.
It's my little bit of my personal time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in there. I've got Stevie Ray playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got some coffee going. You got the fire burning. I take my time and do it slow, do it right, and put out the best barbecue and sauce that I possibly can.
Right. Well, the one thing everybody says about you, because I've had a lot of people, you know, a lot of conversations about you recently because of us doing this together, and everybody, he can cook. He can cook.
Yeah.
And so this weekend was the first time I've had your cooking, and I can afford to donate, so I will. But I need some of that food. You know, obviously, I don't turn away much food, and it was really, really good. What do you think is your biggest challenge as far as, is it fundraising? Is it, you know, a donated actual, like, dry goods, canned goods, meat, things like that, or getting people to help fill those holes, like deliveries and things? When you're cooking and someone needs food across town and they don't have a vehicle, what are your biggest challenges?
I usually get volunteers pretty easily. Sometimes it takes a little longer than normal to, you know, I guess that is probably not right at the moment. The biggest challenge is keeping the timing because everybody's so busy. It's hard to get somebody to be able to take groceries to, you know, across town.
Right.
Funding and fundraising. It'd be nice to have somebody out to, what's that mean?
1 minute to the break.
Okay.
Go, keep going. If you hear the music, then just wrap it up.
All right. Well, the fundraising, you know, it'd be nice if there was somebody that wanted to do fundraisers or a food drive, that would help.
Right.
So I don't have to do them all. But, you know, we got to do the fundraisers. We got to keep asking for donations. And that's all that goes to help keep us with
the ability to feed people and not have to charge them any money. Is
right.
that what you were trying to say?
Well, I was going to say, trying to keep the groceries and supplies so we can do what we do, so we can have the food pantry, so we can do the food line.
Right.
And try our
not,
best to make
not so much feast or famine, you know?
Right.
A little more feast, a little less famine.
Yeah. Trying to get it to a steady kill to where, you know, everything's got a level and we kind of hold at it.
A sort of a predictable norm.
Yep.
All right, Mike, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Mike a little bit more about One Meal and let you know how you can contribute or volunteer if you would like. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. We are talking to Mike McKinley, who is the founder of One Meal. I love what your card says, feeding the homeless, hungry, and working poor, because not everyone is homeless.
No.
Not everybody who works can afford to feed themselves or their children every single day. And there's a lot of neglected people out there.
Well, the way we look at that is if a family, let's say a family of four comes down and eats with us for one meal, let's say it's just a bare minimum type food that they would eat, $25 they save.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that $25 now can be applied to one of their bills or something like
or medicine,
anything else.
Yes.
Anything. And that way it just helps them. And a lot of times we serve enough food to where each person in line will have two or three meals.
Right.
They can eat one now, and then they'll have, you know, one or two for later.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that's a lot of food. I put a lot of food on plates.
Yeah.
And now, if folks want to donate, we have our website, which is onemealmobile.com. Or you can call us at 251-379-9014. We also are on Facebook. I have a One Meal Facebook page and my personal page. You can find me on either one of them.
Yeah.
And there's really no guideline or limit to how or what to do for donation. What I tell folks is imagine you have nothing and you would like to have whatever you can offer.
Right.
So
right.
That's how it works.
There's no donation too small or too large.
No, you can bring food. I mean, you can bring clothes, socks. I mean,
I saw somebody to mention to you on Facebook that they had a bunch of clothes that were in good condition.
Yeah, and well, we handed out a bunch of clothes yesterday.
Right.
Had a nice day of it. Weather was perfect. Had, had a lot of food.
Yeah. Well, I would just like to say that I appreciate what you do. And I know that there are people in the community who, you know, sometimes a meal is life or death.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a meal is enough hope for someone to keep going, you know. Sometimes a meal is the only food they've had in a week.
We serve a lot of people that haven't eaten.
Or had real food.
Yeah. And we try to. When we do the food, I try to steer away from what I call institutionalized food, the baked chickens, the spaghettis. They're okay every now and then.
Right. Cheap, easy to produce.
Yeah. And I've got organizations that help us, and they serve those meals.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay away from them when I cook. And since I have a really good talent for cooking, I have a tendency to spoil folks.
Right. I'm like that. I don't cook very much anymore because I'm in the store so much, but I love to create a meal. I don't measure and I don't use recipes. And I just do, you know, I follow my heart. I mean, if you could see this man's face, every time he talks about his cooking, it's like he's so happy. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, food makes people happy.
Yes, it does. Well, sometimes.
I mean, look at me. Don't I look happy?
Exactly. Thank you. You know, amongst my son's friends, you know, a lot of them, no one cooks for them. So to cook a meal and they see your labor and to have food that was made for you and to receive that, that's love. You know, it's nourishment to your body, but it's also like a peace to your soul. You know, that somebody cares if I get fed, which means that my life is important, at least in a small way, to them. And that is a powerful thing.
Well, we like to feel we provide nourishment for body and soul. You know,
absolutely.
I've got My buddy C comes down there in Calvin, and they preach the word for us so they can hear the word of God and know what's going on.
Amen.
And the food makes them feel warmed and loved. And
right.
Just...
Well, sometimes the pain of hunger and the fear of not knowing where you're going to get a next meal can just cloud your mind to the point where you can't even concentrate.
Yeah, and well, they also, I mean, they enjoy the fact that they're not limited to, they know when you get your first plate, you can go to the back of the line, you can come through until the food's gone.
Right, right. That's a beautiful thing. It really is.
And now, if we've got any hunters out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like everybody to know that we can use wild hog and deer meat and whatever you want to bring me, frog legs, I don't care. Bring me an alligator.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We can use any wild game.
And you get fish from the fishing tournaments.
Oh,
that
I love my
so
fishing
cool.
tournaments.
Yeah.
Starting in May, I go to the big game tournaments. And
well, what about like what you're doing with us? We're trying to help you to raise donation money for what you do so that you can keep the pantry full and feed people. What if another business wants to help you in that way?
Well, we'll be out of commission. I've got a surgery going on Monday, and it's going to have me down for a little while. But if a business wants us to come by and they want to do promotion, they want to have a big thing going on, bring attention to their store, then we can come and set up in front, beside it, or wherever. Because
mm-hmm.
my barbecue rig really grabs some attention,
mm-hmm.
and then the smoke just makes it even better.
Uh-huh.
So, we do a good business promotion. There's also now a Facebook page for McKinley's Old Shack Barbecue Company, and you can go on there and look at some of the pictures. It's a new thing we're kind of getting going, and it helps draw people to the store and helps draw people to us, and it's a win-win
right.
situation.
Right, yeah. Do you ever find people taking advantage?
It beats me.
Okay, good. Good. You're not even looking for it, are you?
I
try not to either. I don't think I've ever.
Look, if somebody.
I don't think I've had that either in a year and a half.
If somebody's up there taking advantage of what we're doing.
That's on them.
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's right. That's right. You know, my dad was probably taught this, but. I can remember being, I don't know, 12 and giving a homeless man a $5 bill, and we did not have money. And my dad fussed at me like, oh, he's just going to use that to buy drugs or whatever. And so it made me hesitate for a long time. I was a kid, you know, and it displeased my father, and he made me think of homeless in a negative light. But one thing I've learned from my husband, who is a completely different mannered person, is that it is not on me to feel any responsibility for what they do with what you give them.
Right.
It is on you to do what God tells you to do and be willing to give.
Well, I get asked that a lot. How do I know they need it? And I don't know who needs it.
Right.
I mean,
well, how much harm could someone do with a plate of food that they could have paid for, really? Who's it hurting?
Yeah, you know.
You never know. It may be that they can afford to pay for it, but no one would cook for them, or no one loves them, or they're never know where people are at. It meets a need somewhere.
Well, one time I had this family, a big family, crawl out of a really nice Cadillac Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
This has been several years back. And I kind of pulled the one fella aside and asked him, I said, you know, why are you pulling up in this Cadillac Escalade and you getting in a food line? And after his answer, I've no longer ever asked anybody anything. He'd lost everything. That was the only thing they had left.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Bet you felt pretty low on that.
Oh, yeah. They ate pretty good that day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Well, you never know. And, you know, just like with, any interaction with people who are homeless or addicts or people who are poor. I mean, just because they're poor doesn't mean that they don't work hard or that they don't deserve to have the comforts that we have, you know, meals and a bed and the comfort that comes with a steady place to feel safe.
Right.
And sometimes maybe that meal is the only place they feel safe.
It could very well be a turning point for them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we also have transients that come through, and we feed them as well. So
well, yeah.
It's for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate what you do. I'm excited for Canabama to be able to raise money for you, whether you're able to cook this month or not.
Yeah.
We're gonna have Mike out this Saturday again in the Westmobile location at 2090 Schillinger Road South at Sweet K, right next to Pete's Party Castle in the church. He will be out there barbecuing ribs.
Same menu.
Chicken,
I probably won't do sausage because, really, I don't have a lot of people asking for sausage.
Yeah.
So I'll probably eliminate.
It's because the tenderloin's so good. They don't need sausage.
I'll probably do some tenderloins. I think they're on sale. And ribs, so I'll definitely do ribs.
And if anybody listening who has never heard of Mike or what he does, if you would like to donate some meat for him to have more than plenty to cook and garner donation, and then of course you take whatever might be left over
right.
and use that for your Sunday meal,
right?
Which is great because half the work's done.
Yeah.
You can get in touch with Mike at onemeal@bellsouth.net or go to onemealmobile.com, and his phone number is 251-379-9014. That's Mike McKinley of One Meal. And we're just super proud to partner with you.
Well, I'm glad y'all
hope
did.
That we make it a regular thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a regular thing.
It was just Christy and I at the store on Saturday, and we had a ball.
Yeah, I did too.
So we're excited, and we hope that, you know, part of what Canabama is trying to do is to love people by teaching them that there is a different way of doing things. If
yep.
what they're doing isn't working for them, we can teach them something different. You don't have to call it better, you know, you don't have to call it superior, whatever. You know, I'm not allowed to say most of that stuff anyway. I'm not allowed to say just about anything, but
it's just
to say, you know, if you are at a point where you're hopeless, let us try to give you some hope.
Yeah, there's options.
And there a whole lot of love goes into what we do and how we do it at Canabama. So thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Come see us Saturday. He'll be out there all day long at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Sweet K at Canabama Westmobile. Thanks for being
right.
on the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We were just talking to Mike McKinley of One Meal, and I hope that at least a few of you were moved by what he had to say, and I cannot express enough what a tender-hearted, sweet old teddy bear he is. He is so sweet, and this guy can cook some food. See, and I've only had the barbecue,
right.
but he cooks like everything.
Oh.
Welcome, Whitney.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Glad to join everybody.
So what's new? Anything exciting happened to you this week?
No, I've actually had a nice, well, it's tax season.
Yeah, tax season.
Yeah, we're definitely full throttle in there. It's terrifying.
Yes, I know. I'm married to an accountant. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do quite the same kind of accounting, but it's all just chaos from January to April.
Oh, man. It's just begun, everybody.
I know. And I'm like, our anniversary's in January, which always stinks because, man, we like it's hard to even like have a meal once every couple weeks, like in the same room.
Oh, yeah. Deadlines.
And now, especially now that I work, you know.
Right.
It used to be easier when I could just kind of meander through his schedule quirks. And I mean, even if that meant eating in his office.
Right. But you figured out
but,
a way.
Yeah. Now I need somebody to bring me food to my office.
Waiter.
I know. Like yes. Friend. Waiter. Yes. I'm having an affair with waiter. Oh, and it's expensive.
Oh, it is.
So
events, what you got going on? What have you had? I've heard some interesting things that's happened at Canabama.
Well, you may have seen or heard my voice or my face or, you know, whatever today. But so last night, I went to Walmart real late, and I hate Walmart. Sorry, Walmart. I got hung up on taking pictures of all of the suddenly appeared products of various types all over the store.
Okay.
With the word hemp on them.
Yes.
I took pictures.
Could you find the word hemp in any of the ingredients?
Well, it was hemp seed oil.
Right.
And most of it, you know, it's lotions and soaps. That's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's nutritious. Make you a salad dressing, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some omega 3, 6, and 9. But what disturbed me was the one product that was on this little, it was on the As Seen on TV thing. Like all the products you see on infomercials in the middle of the night, and then this entire line of products. And it says, the number one hemp brand seen on TV. I'm like, I've never seen you on TV, never heard of you. And I might know a little something about hemp. And so most of the products, one was like a pain roller, but it was like 1,000% menthol and hemp seed oil. And I'm like, well, the menthol will make you unable to feel anything.
Right.
Or burn your skin. It always burns my skin. But the hemp seed oil is just a good moisturizer.
Right.
It's not going to do a thing for your joints.
No.
Other than something maybe fish oil would do.
Yeah.
They're, you know, and from what I understand, hemp seed oil is similar or a slightly better quality ratio of omega 3, 6, and 9 than fish oil. Everybody knows what fish oil is.
Right.
But the one thing that disturbed me was there was one little display box that was completely empty.
Oh.
And it was a pain cream.
Like a jar?
I don't know. It was empty. I don't know if it was jars, tubes. I don't know what the actual product looked like because it was empty.
Okay.
There was none. They was bought up. it was the only product that was completely gone. And what bothers me is I know what these people took home. And I know what they think they took home.
Right.
And it bothers me so badly. And I know nobody in the Sarah Land Walmart has any pull anywhere or knows anybody making these decisions. But I want to scream, what are you people doing?
Right.
Because there's a lot of people. I mean, it probably had 15 or 20 of whatever it was. And that many people bought it thinking, oh, I'm going to get some $20 CBD cream instead of buying the $40 one down at Canabama.
Instead of coming to a CBD specialty store.
Right. And they took home cooking oil and shea butter and maybe some essential oils and not CBD. And so when they didn't have an overwhelmingly great response to it, they just... Because they don't understand the difference between hemp seed oil and hemp extract, you know, CBD-rich hemp extract, they, you know, again, it goes back to that bad product experience. They will write off all products that have anything to do with the hemp plant and say, oh, it's crap, it's snake oil, it doesn't work, it doesn't work for me, you know, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And
they won't disclose it.
Well, and some of those people might have spent their last $20 on that, and That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Almost cursed.
Right.
I caught myself.
I think I saw.
I'm tired.
our TJ Maxx.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have like probably 25 products just in the As Seen on TV aisle and the beauty department.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, it's wild. I wouldn't think it was like a roll-on or like a balm stick. And our TJ Maxx and Daphne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their discounted price was $39.99.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually
seen... And it was
just...
I like it when they put cannabis sativa seed oil.
Yes.
To try to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
As if that's different.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, y'all. Just in case you weren't clear on that.
Just
it's the same thing.
They I saw two brands that ours was carrying that are actually featured on Leafly.
Oh.
Right? And I was like,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In abundance.
Well, the number one brand seen on TV, does not carry the same weight if the only time it's seen on TV is like...
At Walmart in the
3:58 a.m. to 4:02 a.m. That's not as seen on TV because nobody saw it.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Man.
And no one else has a hemp product on TV that I know of.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever seen that brand featured on QVC.
No. Maybe. Well, no? I don't even think so.
Mm-mm.
Of course, I don't really watch TV anymore, so.
Right. So while you were at.
So I went to Walmart. I got home late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally trying to make my way to my bedroom at 12:20 a.m. Still got my tennis shoes on, like fully clothed. I'm ready to just cry. I'm so tired. And I got a notification for an email.
Mm-hmm.
Open up my phone. And right below the email I'm looking for is two notifications from ADT, my security company.
Mine too.
And I get lots of notifications about the motion sensors on my cameras because every passing headlight
okay.
that flashes on the wall, every sunlight reflected on a windshield,
mm-hmm.
People walking by after an event
right.
sets it off. I sometimes wake up to 150 notifications. I'm like Pavlov's dog. I ain't paying attention to that.
Right.
I tell my husband all the time, one day it's going to go off.
And you're not going to know.
And unless it's a different type of alarm, I'm going to sleep right through it. I'm going to look at it and get aggravated because it drives me nuts. It'll sit there and just vibrate. Nothing's happening. It's been a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but this email is different.
Oh.
And it said that the glass break sensor alarm has gone off. Well, the only way to set that off is to break the glass.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh God, this is it. It's happening. Holy crap. So I'm like, Joshua. And I said, the glass break sensor is going off. And my phone starts ringing. It's ADT.
Mm-hmm.
Your glass break sensor has gone off because of broken glass. Would you like us to call the authorities? Yes, I'm on my way. You know, all that good stuff. So I set off and I didn't want to go by myself.
Don't blame you.
I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I've never been robbed. You know, thank God. I've had a lot of crappy things happen to me, but I'm aware of, I've never been, like, robbed by a stranger.
Yeah. That's not in any of the preparation books.
Yeah, there's no dry run for that. So you think there is, but there's not. There's not. It never plays out like you think. And so, but my son, who was supposed to be starting his first day of his last semester of school today, was still awake. And I was like, Isaiah, I've got to run down to the store. Will you go with me? Thinking, oh, we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I made it from Saraland to downtown in record time. Roll up. There's six cops.
Jeez.
And my big, beautiful windows that face St. Francis Street, they're, most of the wall is window.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things I love most about this corner spot. It's so beautiful. And there's a giant hole.
Mm.
And there's six cops. And, you know, being the owner of a cannabis business, especially having been the first one and the only one for a long time, where you're like, there's no one to hide behind.
Right.
It's me and me. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to look at anybody, it's me because I'm the only one.
Yeah.
So you get this, like, immediate, like, I might go to jail. Like, wait, what? Why would I go to jail? It's just this instinct. And I'm pulling up, trying not to throw up at this point, because I'm like, what has happened? All I can think of is the cash registers, you know, the bags of bud that we've had some odd experiences with people's affinity for it.
Right.
And so I get out, and they've already apprehended one of the guys.
Wow.
It took me like 13 minutes to get there. And so I'm like, okay, what happened? Dumbest robbers of all time.
Okay.
I mean, like, there's probably a finite amount of ways you can bungle a burglary. And they may have hit, like, 8 out of 10 buttons here.
Oh.
It was so bad. We have, like, an hour and a half of security footage of them casing the store. I mean, like, walking up and down the sidewalks.
Plain as day
faces.
Peering
in the windows. Picking up and carrying the brick. And the brick, which, by the way, and I don't know if any of y'all saw my interview on WKRG. I might have lost my mind and been in a fugue state because I watched myself laugh and make a joke about how I was going to frame the brick because it was my first robbery and laugh like a crazy person. I'm like, sleep deprivation Yeah.
That or it's just that time when you awkwardly laugh at the inappropriate.
I went home long enough at 7 a.m. to shower and come back, and at least I'm clean, and like my eyes are so red. I was like, no one will believe today that I don't smoke weed because I look like I just blazed a 3-gram fatty. I would rather do a lot of things than smoke it.
Right.
It's just not for me.
Right.
But I was looking the part today. No makeup. Did 2 TV interviews. I'm like, you know, at this point, this is what my customers see anyway most days. Yoga pants, no makeup. Who cares? Okay. I'm traumatized.
Right.
Basically, they threw a brick in the window. I think they thought they were going to shatter the entire thing and jump in. They must not have known that there are sensors that go off when you break glass because they didn't go for the obvious, which is the door. It's glass. And the handle's right there. I mean, 2 inches from the glass. And so, unfortunately for these two geniuses, my neighbor upstairs, because the people live above us, watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Very clearly, well lit. The hole that they made, even though it sprayed tiny fragments of glass in a 20-foot radius all over everything in my store, only made a hole big enough to put your arm through.
Hmm.
So there was no jumping in. You only get one shot to crash into a 6-foot-tall window.
You need to go big or go home.
So all he had left to do was stick his arm in and grab the first thing he could find. And when we come back from the break, I will share with you what he got and how much it's going to cost me.
Great.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I forgot to introduce my lovely co-host. I'm sleep deprived. We are talking with Whitney Sheldon, owner of Bombay & Company, a beautiful little CBD store in Daphne, and in my opinion, the other best store in town.
Yes. Yes.
And the coolest other person in CBD, period, because you're cool to me and almost no one is. So you will always be my jam.
Oh, my gosh.
So would you like to know, would you like to guess, just wild guess, what the dumbest robbers in Mobile got when they stuck their arm in their terribly small hole? Well, it's a huge hole. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't big enough for their whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to guess? Now, I have a desk.
Okay.
That sits right up against that window.
I'm guessing some kind of, if it's a desk, maybe like an office tool?
Sort of, kind of, yeah, but no, not really.
Okay.
I mean, if you're being specific to my office or a business like ours.
Yeah, I was thinking like stapler.
Not stapler.
Okay.
No, that would just make me lay on the floor and cry if it was that bad. So, and I have this great video of him reaching his arm in, which, by the way, changed the situation from a vandalism charge to burglary 3, which is a felony.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And then when they assess the final result of the financial damages, that will kind of determine what kind of time they get. But they are, like I said, an hour and a half of footage. These boys have no chance.
Yeah.
So... he reached his arm in when he realized, you know, this ain't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I have committed felony. I need something for my trouble. He reached in and grabbed a $15 scale.
Oh, my.
That I bought on Amazon.com. I have like 4 of them in each store. We use it to weigh buds. And grabbed it and ran. And I thought, I wonder how many years in jail.
Was that scale worth?
Is this going to cost you?
That's so crazy.
And, you know, I'm sitting there 7 hours of cleaning. It was crazy. I had to vacuum shards of glass out of my printer.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, I mean, everything.
The cleanup.
It was so bad. And my son, poor son, he was such a trooper until about 5 a.m. And he just got cranky.
Well, I mean, he only had to go to school today.
Oh, we had to go to Walmart in the middle of the night to get gloves and wide duct tape to fold over and, like,
pick it up,
suck up the piece. Yeah, it was. I had to use the broom on the desktop. And we'll probably find glass for the next 10 years if we're there that long. So, but I was okay because I thought, well, I have this $1 million liability policy that I was required to have.
Okay.
And surely I'm not going to have to pay for this.
Nope.
And by the time the investigator was getting ready to leave and they were rounding it up, they apprehended the second guy. Now, I think there's an issue maybe with the first guy that maybe they're not 100% sure on him, but the second guy, there's zero doubt. Way too much facial video.
Mm-hmm.
But then later today, I found out that the window repair, which at $700, $800, that's a lot of money when, you know, when you're a small business owner.
Yeah.
It's not even halfway to meeting my deductible. So I have to pay for it 100% on my own.
Wow.
And
that sucks.
Because of the way that my lease is written, it is my responsibility. So, which is one of the reasons I was required to have the liability policy. But, you know, unless you have real damage, you know, he would have had to break all the windows.
Yeah.
And then he would have gotten away with a whole lot more, and then I would have needed that $1 million in coverage. I'm super, super, super grateful that he didn't take any cash.
Yeah.
That he didn't take any products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I wasn't forced to cut back on anything like that for my customers because we took a huge loss like that. But it's still, I mean, that's a significant, that's half my rent.
Yeah.
You know, I have 8 employees.
Yeah.
You know, most of them have small children and several are single parents, you know, and it's hard because mm-hmm. we don't have a huge profit margin because we want to keep the products accessible.
Right.
So $700-$800 is a lot of money.
Right. It
it's
really
a lot
is.
Of money. So the irony of it to me, because we had started working with Mike,
mm-hmm.
Was that at least the one that we know 100% for sure was a perpetrator was a homeless man living at the Salvation Army shelter.
Hmm.
And my only thought was, how ironic.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because the day before, we were cooking like pounds and pounds and pounds of meat in the front yard of the store and, you know, and trying to help a program that would feed this man.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, here's a test. And so Mike, when I saw Mike just a few minutes ago before the show, he hadn't heard.
Wow.
And so I shared with him, you know, it was at least one homeless man. And he said, well, do you want to stop? And I said, no. Why would I hold that against every other blameless homeless person in this situation?
Yeah.
I've dealt with plenty of the homeless in downtown area
because
mm-hmm. they're there. But everyone I've met, it's harmless.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have DTs, you know, or they're you know, they obviously are using or struggling mentally. And I'll give them a coffee or they'll come in and there's this one fella, he will go and find someone to let him work for just enough time to earn $10.
Mm-hmm.
So he can come and bring this crumpled $10 bill into my store to buy one pre-roll.
Yeah.
Because I gave him one day when I was leaving work and I could tell he was not in good shape. And I gave him one and he was so grateful. And so, of course, when he comes and gives me this hard-earned crumpled $10 bill, I give him 3 or 4 pre-rolls. But I've never felt unsafe.
Yeah.
And I would never hold that against the homeless people, anyone who's homeless or the working poor, anybody who is in dire straits financially or doesn't have a stable place to live, who in the world would I be to do that?
Right.
You know? And when I talked to WKRG earlier, you know, they asked me how I felt about it, and I said, well, I feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
They just screwed up their lives in a way that they can't fully comprehend right now.
Right.
And for what? And sure, $700-$800 is a lot of money. It will be a hardship for me, but it will not in any way stop me from doing what I'm doing.
Right.
And I know that God will provide whatever need I have. He always does.
Exactly.
And I know that it's probably more likely that I've hit a nerve and, you know, y'all probably, some of y'all are going to think I'm crazy, but the devil doesn't like it when like-minded people get together and are able to exponentially help others.
Yeah.
You know, I have a limited amount of people I can help, so does Mike, but when we join forces mm-hmm. and combine our talents and our passions, man, that speaks volumes, you know? And that's what I love so much about talking with you, because you and I are on the same page. We feel the same way. We're doing what we do for the same reason. And you and I happen to be doing the same thing.
Right.
Which is extra fun. But, you know, that's a threat to, you know, a lot of things. And so, of course, you know, ultimately I believe that that was meant for me to be angry and to take it out on other people.
Yeah.
It really just makes me want to do it more.
I think that's how it always ends up working out.
I don't know if I'll ever get to actually speak to these men, but I think that I would like to be able to understand what their mindset was, if they understand it, and be able to say, it's okay, I forgive you.
Yeah.
And I understand. I've been there and done that as far as not being in fully control of a lucid mind.
Yeah.
You know, being dealing with mental illness and substance abuse and all of the things that come with fear and shame and feeling unloved. And that breaks my heart.
Right.
So, you know, I can't imagine what he would have needed the scale for. I think he was hoping for a bigger grab. And I feel bad that he hadn't come in and met me and learned that if I had something he needed, I would have given it to him.
Right.
So I hope that's
you know, one thing
I hope
everybody
I get to
knows
share
about
that
you
with him
is
someday. So we didn't really talk too much about CBD, but that's okay. Sometimes we got to talk about these important issues.
Yes.
Tell us where you're at, Whitney.
25935 Friendship Road in Daphne, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. And we are at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown and 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. Come out and support Mike with one meal. Get some free barbecue and leave a few bucks in the jar and help feed some hungry people. And we'll see y'all next week on Sweet Home Canabama.